inside the folder. So if someone wanted to, they could just copy and paste the email and let the customer download in my web space. So if you make it as easy as you possibly can, then there's more chances that other people will just pick up on it and just sell it on for you.
Yeah, that definitely sounds really good, just having other people helping you sell your ebooks. And, you know, you were saying that you really have just that great feeling that something you created in a couple hours, maybe like 2 years ago, it's still paying you money and you're still getting income from it. And that, I mean, that's quite incredible. I don't think there's too many things you can do where you can, you know, work a couple of hours and just have money coming in, you know, months or weeks, months, even years afterwards.
Well, that's the beauty, you see. I mean, there's money comes in sometimes, I honestly don't know where it's from, but you could sit and make one ebook a week, and you could do that. You could physically do that if you use private label material. I'll stick some more links in. I'll put some free links in to free private label sites. But if you get hold of some private label material, and if you put your mind to it, if you make one ebook a week and just sell it, I mean, give it to me. I'll put it in my newsletter as well, let other people download it. That starts the viral process even faster. Because in my newsletter, I always have a free ebooks selection, and if you want to give me your ebook, if you create an ebook and you want to give it to me, I'll put it in my newsletter and other people will download it straight away. You probably see within hours you'll see your ebook on eBay. If you can do that once a week, even once a month, and just give it a while. Sometimes it takes a while to start, but once the viral process starts, you can't stop it, and there's nothing better, you know. If you don't want to stop it, and you can't stop it.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, analogy would be kind of like pushing a ball down the mountain. So kind of like once you get it off the top, you're pushing really hard to get that book out, and then it kind of just starts speeding up by itself, right?
Yeah, like a snowball, yeah. Just snowballing down the
mountain. Yeah, like a snowball, yeah. That'd probably be a little better analogy.
But the key is keep making snowballs. Keep making those snowballs.
You definitely want... You say like you're making snowballs of cash, and I'm sure you want to be at the bottom there collecting all the big piles of snow or money.
the key is always keep producing new products. If you keep producing new products, it's just like I say, if you set yourself a target, one a month even to start with, just keep setting yourself targets of just producing new ebooks every week, every month, and just give it a little bit of time. But once it starts, and you'll think, wow, this is something else. And just keep plugging away. Before you know where you are, you'll start getting them payments, and you're thinking, what was that for? You know?
Yeah, definitely. Kind of one thing that we had discussed before when I had spoken with you just sitting down is we had talked about a database or a list of subscribers. And why do you think that it's so important to have a list of subscribers or a database?
Well, I would say there's probably nothing more important than trying to build a list of subscribers. And that's why if you look at my download page where I've provided, when you sell an ebook, you want to try and capture your customer's email address. Or when someone else sells your ebook, you want to try and capture their email address. Put links in your ebook that offers free material and offers free advice. Once you start getting a database of subscribers, then you can start to build a relationship with your subscribers and start to, gain trust, give them free information and good information, good quality information. And then the key thing is why everyone builds a list is then you can start to make offers, products, recommendations that you products you use. And that's what it's all about, really, for me.
Yeah, so that relationship is really important. I mean, first of all, you have to be able to capture the name and the email address, and then after that, you want to build the relationship?
Yeah, I mean, I've got my own newsletter, planetsmsnewsletter.com, if you go there, you see. I've been running that for over a year, I think it's over a year now. And I don't keep anything secret. I tell everybody, everything what I do. I mean, how many eBay sellers reveal their ID, for starters? Anyone can go and look at what I do, ID Planet SMS. And I think that's partly the key to how I've done so well, because I don't keep secrets. I really do reveal everything, and I have created a lot of eBay power sellers that, following my advice, have become power sellers.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, if they listen to your advice and create a product every week or every month, I mean, kind of you said like the snowball effect. Eventually, you're gonna start selling tons of eBooks. And I'm sure they've learned a lot from your information. I mean, I've just kind of read through some of your newsletters. I mean, there's so much out there. I haven't had a chance to kind of go through all of it. But, I mean, you've got a lot of great content in there. And I know you do a very good job of building that relationship with your subscribers and people who have either purchased stuff from you or who are interested in ebooks, and that, you know, that you've kind of communicated with regularly.
Yeah, well, it's all about building a relationship. I mean, most marketers know that more than all this. The money's in the list. That's your most important asset, probably, online. If you can build a list of database subscribers, if you can provide good quality information, and then when it comes to when you make an offer, as long as you're making a quality offer and you're not selling any old crap, if you provide a quality offer, that's when you make some, like, serious amounts of money, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a subscriber of a good number of people, and, you know, if I'm reading their information, I think it's really good content, and, you know, they've built up a good relationship with me. If they say, like, oh, you know, I recommend this, this is really good, and someone that I trust and I like, and I think, you know, that I really have faith in what their recommendation is, I'd go ahead and purchase it if it's something that I need or something that I'm interested in at that particular time.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's what it's all about. If I offer a product to me subscribers, it'll be a product that will hopefully make them money. I mean, I don't just, like, offer any old crap. If I recommend a product, it's a product I use or it's a product that I think will make me subscribers money. And I want my subscribers to make money. If my subscribers make money, I make money. And that's a perfect combination. If everybody's making money, everybody wins, everybody's happy.
Yeah, it seems like you're a really big proponent of the win-win situation. If you can get everyone, you know, it's good for the customer who buys and good for the person who's selling, and as well as good for you as the person who's creating the ebook. And do you have any suggestions for people who are starting out and they don't know how to either create the list or establish kind of that relationship with people who are purchasing from them?
The first thing you should do is when you sell an ebook, even if it's someone else's ebook, is when you make a download page, if you go here to download the ebook, on that page you would offer a bunch of free ebooks or some advice or something else, and that's where you'll put your subscription box, your subscription sign up form, and you would also, as well as trying to capture the email address, this is where you can also offer other items, like a high-priced item or a membership or a collection of e-books, or you can also put AdSense on the page. So not only are you trying to capture the first thing you want to do is capture their email address, but you can also, there's another way you can use eBay to generate the money coming in.
So how, you said there's another way you can generate money. Are you going to tell us how to do that?
It's your download page. So, like I say, if you go to the resources page, planetsmsresources.com, if you click on the first link, Planet SMS Profits Volume 1, I'm giving you a free ebook there, by the way. If you look, you'll see where I've got a form, a lead capture form there. That is the first thing, hopefully, you would see that and you think, oh, it's going to reveal some secrets. I want to know more about that. And also, I've got a link to my newsletter, and I've got some AdSense ads in there. So, even if I've just sold an ebook for maybe $1 or $2, the chances of making hundreds of dollars off a sign up or even off selling high ticket items, it's there, you know. So when you sell an ebook as well, what you've got to try and think is it's not all. You use an eBay more. You're not trying to just make the money on eBay. You use an eBay to generate newsletter sign ups. You'd use an eBay to generate an affiliate income. You use an eBay to generate offers to your high priced items. So, see, a lot of people, when they think, oh, I'll make money on eBay, but not all the money's made on eBay. You use an eBay to make further money out of eBay.
So, let me see if I want to get a little bit of clarification on it. So, you're saying you're using eBay to kind of help you with your business, and you're doing it outside of eBay.
Yeah, I mean, you're still making money on eBay, but like, I would say 50% of my income is not from eBay. So what I'm saying is if you could buy an ebook from me and you could sign up for my newsletter at the same time. Now, if I've got your email address, I'll hopefully make you aware that like my stuff's good, my offers are good, and in the future, when I make an offer, you could buy something for maybe, you could buy something 10 times over, like 10 times in a year. You could, so I could make $500 or more just off you, selling you a 99 cent ebook. And also, every time you go to my download page, you'll see I've got offers to other products, and I've also got even silly little things. I just put some AdSense ads in there. You might get one or two AdSense clicks, and just even if it's just a couple of dollars, you know. But some people, they think, all right, I'll try and make $2 off selling this ebook. Well, that's, if you're just going to try and do it like that, you're going to fail. What you need to do is use eBay to get, like I say, get products out there, get other people selling your products. They use eBay as a viral tool. So eBay, try and think of eBay as it's the doorway to other things.
So you're not relying solely on just eBay, because I know some people say that, you know, I'm an auction seller and I just do eBay and that's it. But what you're saying is you want to kind of have a little bit more of an open mind. So you have eBay, and then you also have web pages and other kind of things that you put together. And eBay is just one component or one part of the whole thing, the whole system.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. But it, 99 out of 10, it'll all start with eBay. Like, if you create an ebook and you grant resale rights, you'll start by selling it on eBay. And as others sell it, and you're creating the viral process, like as I was going on before about affiliate links, but also, it all starts with eBay. That's what you've got to try and think. Like, a lot of people just think, oh, I'm not making any money on eBay, and this is not happening for me. But what you've got to try and think is, not all the money is made on eBay. If you can just cover your fees, if you start off, you just cover your fees, and you start making money, like, just slowly but surely, like I say, as the snowballs all start to take effect, you'll find that in time, you just can't stop it. And then you'll think, well, right, all this started because I started selling ebooks on eBay.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely sounds really good that you just kind of using eBay as a tool to help start you out, and then you just continue to grow. And like we had touched about previously, you had spoken about creating that relationship and a database and list of subscribers. One question I had, kind of going back to that a little bit, is that a lot of people I know, they sell on eBay, and then after they sell, they don't ever do anything. I mean, a lot of times I've bought stuff on eBay, and I don't ever hear back from those people who sold to me. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, that's going back to, like, if you can sell a product, and like if you buy a product from me, what the number one thing I want you to do is subscribe to my newsletter. So then I can keep communicating with you and keep offering you stuff, keep offering you items, keep offering you advice. So the number one thing you can do, I mean, even if you sell physical items, just you can put a little card in with whatever you sell, and just offer other services, you know. I mean, if you've got a business card with something you buy, you might check it out. You might go to the website. You might have a look. You might say, oh, I'll sign up for his newsletter and see what he has to offer. It's just little, tiny little things like that can just have a massive effect later on in the future, you know?
Yeah, so it's kind of like those small little things that just add up to a kind of big whole, bigger thing. Like you said that you had you had a couple of links for different affiliates, and then you also have a link to your newsletter, and then on below that, an example you're giving us for that particular page, I think it was off the Planet SMS Resources, there's a couple AdSense ads. So even if people, they don't want to sign up, let's say, for the newsletter for whatever reason, they might be interested in whatever the ads are below that. So you can still get a little bit of money from that or from people signing up for your newsletter as well.
Yeah, sure. I mean, even if you make 50 cents off an AdSense click, it's all adds up. It's all about creating just little revenues here, little revenues there. And it's all these little piles add up to one big pile, you know? I mean, there's many, many ways. Like I say, if you look at that page, I've got the download for the ebook, and you'll see with the ebook, I've included three of my other ebooks as bonus items. So that's four ebooks you've got belonging to me. You can split them up. You can brand a couple of them and sell them on. So you're going to make money there. And then secondly, I've got the subscriber box. Yeah, get my eBay Power Seller Secrets. You might think, oh, I wonder what that is. I'll sign up for that. Then I've got my Learn to be a Creator, Profitable eBay Author. That's another site I promote. You could sign up for that. And then I've got my newsletter. And that's, if you go to my newsletter and you like what you read, you're hopefully going to sign up for that. So I've got a chance of capturing your email address 3 times. And hopefully I'll get it at least once. And that's what you want to be looking at. If you can capture an email address, it's worth the 99 cents anyway that you just sold your ebook for, or $2 or whatever.
So you're not that concerned about however much you're making actually on the ebook that you're selling. I mean, you can make some money, and that's good if you do, but even if you don't make too much money, that's not your primary concern. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, if you can sell, say, I don't know, 100 ebooks a month, and if you can just maybe make $10-$20 or break even, as long as you're putting these little things in action, these little methods, given time, that you could break even every month with your fees, but you could be seeing $100 in an affiliate commission, you could be seeing $100 in AdSense, and you could be seeing your list just grew by 70 people, and then all the time you're just building and building and building. And then it just comes to a point where, like, your fees don't even become a concern, because you know with all these things you put in place, your fees are covered. Your fees are covered by other ways of marketing.
Yeah, so sometimes you might, like, the eBay fees might even have you break even on the overall cost of the book. Like,
yeah, I mean,
go ahead.
Sometimes you might break even. Like I say, you might put 10 ebooks up. You might only sell 3 or 4, and you might think, well, I haven't made any money, you know. But if you put these things into place, these little links in your ebook, make sure you're selling your own ebooks, and make sure your download page has got other offers on, subscriber offers, things, just little things like that. Just keep adding them, and then in time, your fees are not a concern, because you could have one affiliate program that could cover your eBay fees. I mean, as an example, I use My Digital Dispatch, which delivers me ebooks. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Yeah, I've heard a little bit about that, but maybe you want to discuss a little bit more for people who don't know what it is or who haven't heard about it.
Yeah, well, basically, it's a delivery software program, and it'll deliver your ebooks for you instantly. So if you buy an ebook from me on eBay, it'll instantly, as soon as you hit pay with PayPal, you'll receive an email sent by My Digital Dispatch, and it'll basically have a message in saying, thank you for buying my ebook, blah, blah, blah. But the beauty of it is, at the end of the email, it says, powered by My Digital Dispatch. And that is an affiliate link. Now, if someone clicks on that link and then buys Digital Dispatch, because obviously they're going to like, wow, that was fast. And if they're interested in selling ebooks and they buy that, I think it's a one-off payment of $67, which is, there's no monthly fees or nothing. You get a commission there. I'll get a commission of $23.75. Now, then that's just doing that alone. Usually, every month covers my eBay fees, just off one affiliate program. So if you can think of, like, I can get maybe 10 sales through that a month, and that's my eBay fees covered. And then I don't have to worry about thinking, oh, well, I'm losing money here, I'm losing money there, because I'm still just putting these little things into action. That'll eventually, like you said before, just snowball.
Yeah, I mean, definitely that's really good. You're using kind of what you provide. You're sending the email to them, and then kind of attached to that, you're actually able to make money just from people who, if they're interested, oh, I wonder how kind of I got this ebook and how it was delivered to me. So, like, you got people who are interested both in your ebook, and you get information sent out to them, and you can make money from the ebook itself, but also kind of delivery mechanisms and probably an assortment of other either affiliate programs or other kind of things you can suggest or recommend to people.
Exactly. I mean, I know first time I seen Digital Dispatch, I clicked on the link and I bought it. So I made somebody $23.75, you know. I mean, it's just little things. I mean, you could be selling the ebook on weight loss, for example. And you'll send people to your download page, you'll try and capture the email address. Well, you could put in an offer to Amazon, to Weight Loss Books, because you know that they're interested in losing weight, because they're buying a weight loss ebook off you. You could put maybe a ClickBank ebook on there, a high-priced ebook. You could have your own high-priced item. And you've got AdSense ads, what show weight loss ads, things, just little things like that. You know, just you can earn money just a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit somewhere else, and it just all adds up.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably something that we don't really think about. Some people might go, oh, I'm only making, know, $10 or something like that from, you know, one particular affiliate program. But if you go and, you know, put up 10, 20 of those, they kind of all add up together. So if you have, let's say, 20 making $10, you just $200, you know, a month or a week or whatever. But, I mean, for some people, an extra $200-$300 just for a little bit of work, you know, it's totally worth it.
Yeah, of course it is. I mean, if you can cover your fees, right, and then you can earn your fees in an affiliate from one program. So you just for an example, my digital dispatch. If you covered your fees, and so you've listed up, say you just listed 200 ebooks that month, and your fees appeared regardless of if you didn't sell one, you know, then you can think, well, hold on, I've earned money from that one, that program. Now I'm starting to see money come in from another program. I'm starting to see money come in from AdSense revenue. I've just got getting 70 sign-ups this month from, and you've got to remember at the same time as well, it's other people are selling your ebooks as well. It's not just ebooks you're selling. Other people are selling your ebooks as well. So it's all about just keep creating new products and just keep multiplying everything you're doing, and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger until eventually you just, if I could probably stop what I'm doing tomorrow and still see money come in a year's time from some of my links in the ebooks. You know, you just can't stop it because people are constantly selling my ebooks on eBay.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool if you can just step away, you know, for a couple of weeks. I know you, I had spoken to you a couple of weeks ago, and you had just went on vacation recently. So, I mean, if you're working a job, like a 9-to-5 job, you'd have to, you know, take a vacation, you'd stop making money. But in your particular case, you went on vacation. Did you still get money coming in while you were gone?
Yeah, I mean, I still run my auctions as normal. I had a friend helping with me support, like, but apart from the support, everything would just run on autopilot. Like, that's the beauty as well, you see. You're not tied down to going to the post office. You're not having to buy envelopes. You're not having to buy this. You're not having to wrap stuff up. It just runs on autopilot. The only thing you have to do is answer emails from your customers. And, I mean, you're probably talking maybe an hour. I probably spend about an hour a day, tops, to answer all my emails, and I get quite a lot. But if you start now, you'd be looking at 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day. But obviously, the more time you end up spending answering emails, this is when you start, and obviously you're making more money. So even if you've got a regular job and you just want to have a, just try, just like I said before, just get a couple of private label ebooks. Just convert them, like put your affiliate links in, stick them on eBay, learn. I mean, if you go to my newsletter, you'll planetsmsnewsletter.com, and show you how to automate things, and show you how what to do, what not to do, and just have a go and just see what happens. And slowly but surely, you'll start to see like a few cents here, a few cents there. You'll start to see, oh, there's a $10 payment there, there's a $20 payment, and just slowly but surely, it'll just start to climb and build up until eventually, like we talked about before, it starts to snowball. And as long as you keep producing ebooks, I mean, like I said, one a month. You could, that's 12 ebooks in a year. 12 people selling your ebooks. It's easily done. Even if you don't know nothing about writing ebooks, you can learn. You can learn from your newsletter and just give yourself a few hours a day. Just get used to it, and in no time at all, you start to see affiliate income coming.
Yeah, that definitely sounds really good. I mean, I want to go get started writing an ebook now. Just listen to. Well, one thing I want to get back to a little bit when we get into this is copywriting. I know some people might not know what that is, so can you explain a little bit about what is copywriting?
Well, to me, copywriting is your sales page. Obviously, when people look at your listing, that's what they're looking at, your sales page. And I wouldn't say I'm the world's best copywriter, but what I do, I've got a friend who does army graphics, and I'm going to give him a little plug here. His name's David. And if you go to planetdivinity.co.uk, you can have a look at his work. He's absolutely fantastic. I would say the first thing you need to be looking at is your graphics. You need to have an ebook cover. It's essential. A nice quality cover to make your ebook look nice, because people do judge an ebook by its cover. And the first thing you normally see on eBay when you look at an ebook listing is you'll see a picture of the cover. And it also helps to have a nice auction template. And if you look at David's site, he can supply you with a nice auction template if that's what you want. And apart from that, copywriting is not something. All I would say is don't lie in your auctions. Definitely don't lie. Don't make false promises. Don't say something and do like X. Don't say you'll lose £20 in a day if you're selling a weight loss ebook or things like that. Just tell the truth and state the benefits of buying your product, and hope have a look on eBay. And the good thing about eBay is you can watch how people do things.